Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work Podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. Revisiting Peter Holland's book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness, we have this bit of information. Physiologists also strongly suspect that self-talk can alter how you perceive yourself. Our senses are always giving us information about how our world is at any given moment, how it looks, sounds, feels, smells, and so forth. That information can be affected by our own cultural biases and what everybody else in our peer group might believe. But self-talk gives you a chance to literally reform your brain with your own standards, free from outside influence and perceptions. Say what you want your reality to be, and eventually it will be true. And that can build your self-confidence to amazing levels. How you talk to yourself is crucial as well, and psychologist Ethan Cross of the University of Michigan stumbled upon a potential trick that might sound a little precarious, but could also pay off in higher dividends. Talking to yourself as if you're someone else in the third person. Cross found that when some people talk to themselves using the pronoun I, they may be unconsciously creating more stress and strain on their psyches. Taking self-ownership infers a lot of responsibility and expectation, and that can make someone trying to affect change a little nervous. I'm going to ace that entrance exam, or I'm going to get through this family crisis with flying colors, are good things to say, but by using the word I, the speaker may be putting more pressure on themselves. Cross ran an experiment with volunteers in which they were all told they'd be giving a speech with only 5 minutes in which they could prepare themselves. While they were getting ready, he told some of the volunteers to talk to themselves using the pronoun I. He asked the others either to address themselves as you or by their given names. The I group tended to stress out, saying things like, "I only have 5 minutes to get ready for this. I can't do it in 5 minutes. I'm going to be flailing up there." The messages the you group said were very, very different. "Patrick, you've got this. You've given speeches like this millions of times in the past. You'll come through fine." These results point toward the idea that addressing yourself as a third person is somehow an objectivity enabler. It forces a perception upon you as an outsider, looking at your situation from a distance. In that framework, you're much more likely to see yourself as a problem solver rather than a victim, and your statements of support are more likely to be positive, more rational, and less emotionally charged. In general, it makes you a nicer person to yourself. That change in wording alone could have a significant effect on your neural pathways. For that reason, visualization is a big thing with successful athletes and public figures. Imagining an effect serves as a kind of affirmation, and when it's repeated hundreds or even thousands of times, your neural pathways are practically reconstructed to orient themselves with the outcome you desire. With all that mental self-talk and visualization, that outcome can happen much sooner than one might expect. We'd like to thank Peter Hollins for that clip from his book, Build a Better Brain, using neuroplasticity to train your brain for motivation, discipline, courage, and mental sharpness. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the VoiceOver Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.